after a while, I seen what it was that there's odd man in for. It was that both bunches full of them men wanted this funny-looking little pumpkin to play with. They did, and I know, friends, that they couldn't eat it because they kicked it the whole evening and it never busted. But anyhow, what I was a-telling was that both bunches full wanted that thing, and one bunch got it, and it made the other bunch just as mad as they could be. And, friends, I seen that evening the awfulest fight that I have ever seen in my life. I did. They would run at one another and kick one another and throw one another down and stomp on one another and grind their feet in one another and I don't know what all. And just as fast as one of them would get hurt, they'd tote him off and run another number. Well, they'd done that as long as I sat there. But pretty soon, this boy that had said, "Ticket, please," he come up to me and he says, "Friends, you're going to have to leave because it is that you don't have a ticket." And I says, "Well, all right." And I got up and left. And I don't know, friends, to this day what it was that there's a-doing down there, but I have studied about it. And I think that it's some kindly of a contest where they see which bunchful of them men can take that pumpkin and run from one end of that cow pasture to the other without either getting knocked down or stepping in something.
Keep that in mind tomorrow when you watch the Super Bowl. That's Andy Griffith. What it was football. W-S-E-Z. At 2:56 chime time, we're going to close out with Bruce Springsteen wishing that he could turn back the hands of time. If I could turn back the hands of time, we'd do another 3 hours for you, but we can't. We'll see you next Saturday from noon until 3 here on the radio.
Your front row center at the ball game.
Pittsburgh Penguins took 59 shots on goal on Friday night as they defeated the Anaheim Ducks by a score of 6-3. Two of the shots that mattered came off the stick of P.O. Joseph. He became only the eighth rookie defenseman in franchise history to score twice in a single game, Pens beating the Anaheim Ducks by a score of 6-3. The Pitt Panthers men's team defeated the Florida State Seminoles today by a score of 83-75. The Duquesne Dukes men defeated St. Bonaventure 56-54. The Pitt Panthers women are playing Georgia Tech on Sunday afternoon. Your Carnegie Mellon Tartans basketball teams split two games with Emory yesterday. The men won 63-60, but the women's team lost to Emory. They are both back in action on Sunday when they take on Rochester. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Becoming partly sunny for the remainder of the afternoon with a high of 42. Cloudy overnight, low 30. Mostly cloudy Sunday, high near 50. Monday, mostly sunny, high near 50. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 52. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 66. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 43 in Beaver County, 38 in Washington, 40 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport. And street level at the corner of Forbes and Warwood in Oakland, it's 39 degrees. We're going to leave you with Bruce Springsteen.
Start all over. I'd be wishing. This was the story of
Jay Lerber,
the first known instance of a man who was killed because he had lousy ratings.
Remember, until next time, it's nice to be important, but it's a whole lot more important to be nice. You can lead a horse to water, but nothing smells worse than a wet horse. A bird in the hand makes one hell of a mess. No matter where you go, there you are. Don't sweat the petty things, and don't pet the sweaty things. Be good to yourself. Be good to the people around you. Stay tuned right now for Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. Coming up next here on 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh, Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport.
That makes my life complete. If I had one more chance, we'd have a...
Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Recorded in the bunker at Christ Episcopal Church, North Hills in Pittsburgh.
No, not really.
Eric O'Brien presents Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
to heaven hold, for fame is not my life. Just want a little band of gold to prove that you are mine. Some sail away to Araby and other lands of mystery, but all the wonders that they see will never tempt me. Their memories will soon
very much. That was Don Cherry here on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Band of Gold, one of his top hits. I think it was the hit that brought him back, actually, if I'm not mistaken. And we started this program off with Frank Chaxfield and B, a prologue to Jonathan Livingston Seagull by Neil Diamond. How are you doing? I'm Eric O'Brien here for the 38th episode of the 7th season of the program that Eric built. It's called Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Bet you didn't know it was almost 8 years old. Wow. Well, here are some holidays that you should be celebrating and didn't know you should be. February 10th is Umbrella Day, so I hope it's raining. Umbrellas in the sun are just not as fun. At least that's my opinion. February 11th is Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. Better yet, just don't spill it. It's also Make a Friend Day and National Inventors Day, as well as White T-Shirt Day. I never looked good in white T-shirts. Light colors don't do me justice. February 12th is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. National Lost Penny Day. Kind of convenient since he is on the penny. Plum Pudding Day, although I thought that would be something more toward Christmas. And this year it happens to be Super Bowl 57. I'm sorry, the big game 57. Can't use that term. February 13th is Clean Out Your Computer Day. That's the second Monday of February. You should probably do that occasionally. Get a Different Name Day in case you don't like the one you have. National Wingman Day. Not sure what that refers to. February 14th is Ferris Wheel Day. It's also National Organ Donor Day and, of course, Valentine's Day. February 15th on the Julian calendar, which we don't use, or do we? No, we don't, because Candlemas fell on February 2nd, as it does every year. I guess some people celebrate Candlemas on February 15th. It's also National Gumdrop Day, and it's also, what is this, Singles Awareness Day. I thought that was the day. Well, anyhow, it's also Susan B. Anthony Day. February 16th is Do a Grouch a Favor Day, if they'll let you. And it's also Punchki Day in Poland, which is the Thursday before Ash Wednesday, which is coming up here pretty quickly. We'll be into Lent and Easter before we know it. Wow. Here's Paul Marriott and You Are. It's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
If you can stay around a while, we'll help you unwind. It's smooth, relaxing, and easy. Thank you.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Acoustic Alchemy there, the group that played the theme music to the Bob Ross program, actually. And that was Mr. Chow. Before that, we had Tony Mottola, Our Day Will Come, John Gregory, Too Much Heaven, Lex de Azevedo, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places, Walter Wonderly, and You and I, and Paul Marriott with You Are, the Lionel Richie hit of the 80s, I believe. I'm Eric O'Brien, and Dateline, well, Urbandale, Iowa. The lighting is bad in here, you'll have to excuse me. A care facility in Iowa is facing $10,000 fine. This is kind of a delicate story here. Facing a $10,000 fine after falsely pronouncing a resident dead. The Iowa Department of Inspections and Appeals issued two state violations against an Alzheimer's Special Care Center in Urbandale in the Des Moines area. The resident was taken to the funeral home in a body bag and was found alive an hour later. I mean, okay. All right. Meanwhile, a species of giant water lily in South America has broken several world records, including the Guinness Book of World Records. The Guinness people say they have acknowledged the Victoria boliviana as the largest species of water lily, the largest water lily leaf, and the largest undivided leaf. The species was only recently identified as a distinct species by a team of researchers headed by Kew Gardens scientific and botanical research horticulturalist Carlos Magdalena. This is the first new species of the giant water lily to be confirmed in more than 100 years, according to Magdalena. The species was present in the Royal Botanic Gardens in London for 177 years. Prior to the discovery of the distinct species, the gigantic water lilies were believed to belong to a separate species, Victoria Amazonica. The new species is the first of giant water lilies to be discovered in a... You just said that. Who writes these things? Anyhow, police in California wrangled a loose bovine that managed to shatter a windshield and leave an unsavory mess in a collision with a Tesla. Yeah, the Pleasanton Police Department said in a Facebook post that officers responded late one evening about a loose cow wandering into traffic along Bernal and Stanley. Officers arrived at the to find the brown cow running around the area. They determined the animal had been in a collision with a sedan that shattered the vehicle's windshield and left its hood covered in what appeared to be fecal matter. Oh, boy. Yeah, the cow was not injured and was safely returned to his owner with some help from local ranchers, police said. Oh. Gotta keep an eye in the sky for that one. Here's Ronnie Aldridge at the piano on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
City Online Radio, Shaky Radio, Vulcan Sound Radio, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Smooth, relaxing, and easy.
can't change it, my friend. Let us go riding now through the days together.
Roughly translated, that means The Bicycles of Belle Sighs. The song was written by Les Reed and Barry Mason and sung by Anthony May in the eponymous musical film of 1968. Engelbert recorded it later, had a single with it in 68, and released it on his album Engelbert in 1969. Before that, Caravelli with Come Toi, all these foreign tunes here, and Ronnie Aldridge with Eye in the Sky. Here's the Golden Dream Orchestra with Sealed with a Kiss on Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy.
Thank you.
a dash of friendly talk, and a huge helping of familiar music. That's the recipe for smooth, relaxing, and easy.
Everybody, I want to hear it now. Green, green, it's green, they say, on the far side of the hill.
This is Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy. Relaxing and Easy with Bill Badgley and his orchestra there with If You Leave Me Now. New Christy Minstrels before that with their hit from the 1960s. At some point, I can't remember which year exactly. It was Green Green. 101 Strings, Go Away Little Girl, Acker Bilk, Stranger on the Shore, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Abanda, and the Golden Dream Orchestra and Sealed with a Kiss. You're listening to Smooth, Relaxing and Easy, and there are more favorites right now. Here's Bert Kempfert. It's Tuxedo Junction on SRE. We'll be right back. Bob Crew Generation takes us up to the top of the hour with music to watch girls by. I'm Eric O'Brien. Stay with us for hour number two, won't you?
Relaxing and Easy is heard on Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, Shaky Radio from Halkirk, UK, Vulcan Sound Radio from Bournemouth, UK, and terrestrially over 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.